Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you that knows that when you start a podcast, you intend to make something better, to make something fresher and brighter, to improve the look and feel of a thing in or outside of your home. It's a Thing is your partner in this venture. We offer the most trusted things, plus podcasting expertise you can count on. Thanks for joining us.
It's a Thing was ranked as the most trusted based on a 2019 TNS Cantor U.S. Podcast Health Survey.
In my mind, I was like, I bet Thomas should take that. And then I didn't know if you read my mind, but you had.
Oh, no. I read.
But you had.
The best part about this is when you're talking about making something better, making something fresher and brighter. And when I'm looking at the URL, I'm thinking, it's whiskey.
Totally.
Then I see the first thing in the URL after the domain name is 3M. And I'm like, oh, that scotch. Got it.
It's painter's tape.
Scotch blue painter's tape makes things fresher and brighter.
Did we know? Because let me just be clear. I did not know that there were multiple brands and incarnations of painter's tape. Like, there's the original blue that we all know, but evidently there's a sharp lines one, a heavy duty one, a delicate surface one, contractor grade, whatever the hell that is.
Rough surface, delicate surface, heavy duty.
Also, how much do I love that the delicate surface is lavender? It's lavender.
Yeah. Heavy duty is orange, like a working construction,
right. High construction jacket. Stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, ultra sharp lines. Like, I need that.
Yeah, right. Well, is it real though? Like, does it really work, or they just put that on the package and it makes you buy it?
I am trying to think of a product that I've ever encountered that is as reliable and multi-use as blue painter's tape.
It's
magical.
This product differentiation here is a problem. This is a problem with the world, is that you put out a product and then you brand it so that people know yours versus the ones other people make. Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. But over time, we found that, well, if you really want to keep people buying your product, you got to make different versions of your own brand. You have to have 3,000 different kinds of Colgate toothpaste. You have to have 7 million different sub-brands of Cocoa Pebbles, or people stop buying it. I don't know. And they're doing it with painter's tape now. It's crazy.
Because painter's tape is the best all by itself. Just the best.
Yeah, you just need the painter's tape.
And be the best. And in fact, yes, I would go then and buy the ultra fine line or whatever and be like, this is
and like, is it really that much different?
Yeah. I do like that you can get duct tape in like 75 colors now, though. That's pretty fun.
Colors, totally fine with colors, right? In fact, if it was all just like, here's your painter's tape in whatever color you want, doesn't have to be blue anymore. Totally fine right. with that. Like, that's cool. But the differentiation.
And now I'm mad. Yeah. Like, do I need contractor grade?
Right. Like, what's the difference? What makes a contract? Would the contractors are like, oh, I don't use the blue tape anymore. I use the beige one.
Right.
Because why?
The blue tape is for amateurs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh.
Well.
I'm happy, but also sad. I wish I didn't know this.
Let me brighten things up in a fresh way, like painter's tape could, according to scotchblue.com. I'm going to bring a number one album and a TikTok phenomenon as my first thing. The K-pop group New Jeans. Are you familiar with New Jeans?
No, but I got kind of excited when I saw that New Jeans were here because I was like, oh, are ripped jeans over?
No, sorry. They're not. In fact, New Jeans wears ripped jeans. But they are the first all-female group to reach number one on Billboard 200 since Blackpink last September. And before Blackpink, the last all-female group to lead the Billboard 200 album chart was Danity Kane with Welcome to the Dollhouse, April 2008.
Dang. That's awesome. Okay, yeah. So New Jeans.
Huge. New Jeans is, I'm surprised you haven't run into them on TikTok. I'm guessing you have run into them on TikTok and just didn't know it was New Jeans.
Yeah. That would be my guess. Yeah.
So tell me, well, I don't know if I can play the hooks, but like, Oh My God is one of their songs.
Probably.
I'm Looking for Attention, Super Shy, ETA. Those are...
Yeah. Are so adorable. Just like side note, they're just adorable.
Oh yeah. No, this they started,
I mean, obviously,
a year ago with songs like Hype Boy, Attention, very like
Attention, I think.
If you're a tween who wants to listen to high school themes, that was that album. Mm-hmm. And they're just they're really interesting in their videos. OMG and Ditto were two songs that came out in December, and they were like ghost story videos, like with mysteries in them. And you had no, like, okay, we're not doing the high school cute thing and on the football field anymore. Now it's like, are they in an insane asylum? Like, they got deep really fast.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting group, and they're way more popular globally than other Korean groups.
Can you even think, by the way, of a current all-female music group in the United States?
That is in Korea. Yeah, States? Yeah. No, exactly.
Like, I mean, what you go has
Bangles,
happened?
Like, Go-Go's, exactly. Spice Girls. Oh, wait, they're British anyway. Like,
we had Destiny's. We had Destiny's Child.
Right, there Destiny's was, Child, yeah.
What's the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls group? You know. But yeah, like, what has happened, America? The hell?
TLC, thank you.
TLC.
There just aren't as many groups. Oh, Wet Leg. Well, that's not all girl, though. Yeah. It's just the two front folks are, but.
Side note, you know what remains a thing is Barbie.
Well, because... and here's the other reason that New Jeans is my pick. There was a lot of discussion. They even delayed announcing the Billboard Top 200 because they were doing recounts. Because it was neck and neck between Barbie soundtrack and New Jeans.
Really? Because that's what made me think of this, is looking at this and seeing that the Barbie soundtrack came in second.
Yeah.
Which is also wild. So you have an all-female group at number one, and then you have the Barbie soundtrack second, and you had a vote counting.
And they were like, we have to make sure we get this right before we declare which one is number one.
Either way, fans are going to go bananas. Wow, this is cool. This is a good one, and I love it. And you have played New Jeans for me. You played Attention.
Yeah, I remember probably. Here, I'll play a smidgen of the new one. They also used the Powerpuff Girls on their new album. They like licensed it. So this is their sound, if anybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
2 seconds.
Yeah. And talked over.
And talked over. Exactly. Barely even counted.
Yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely love it. Love it. Love it. My first thing is unrelated to anything. I was like, how can I make a segue out of this? And I can't. So I'm not going to. I don't know what has caused this particular algorithmic uptick, but I have verified it with lots of sort of recommendation collections. Compression stuff is super in. Compression workout gear, like compression leggings, and also compression socks, which have always kind of been a thing for flying for people of a certain age, are now the thing for flying for every age. And everybody is wearing these like compression leggings to kind of, you know, supposedly improve muscle recovery and blood flow after workouts. And then there's like a whole bunch of them that are also supposed to, like, they help with cellulite and spider veins. I don't know if they do. I only know they're everywhere, and everybody's making some version of these. Like, Lululemon makes them. And then there's a bunch of, and Spanx makes them, but then there's a, you know, just a bunch of knockoff ones, the gym people. And, but like Lululemon has like three different versions of compression, what are basically compression tights.
So it's taking the thing that compression socks particularly were made for, improving your circulation, mm-hmm. especially on an airplane, you know, and then it's saying, well, isn't it good to improve your circulation all the time?
Right.
In all your limbs at any age? Like
exactly.
Yeah.
And or maybe it will help with these other things like veins and cellulite. And I don't really know. But yeah, like it's they're everywhere. And I don't it's possible that maybe like compression socks started getting popular again as people started flying again. Like maybe our bodies were just not used to flying. And people were like,
I need these compression socks. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Like math. But there
I've never used those. Have you used them?
I have used them for running. Like I used them when I was training for the half marathon and have used them in a couple like 5 and 7 Ks. And they work. They're great. I bought some compression leggings that I'm wearing right now. is partly why I was like, why is my algorithm feeding all this to me? And is it a thing? Which is like always my question.
Sure.
Yeah. Am I seeing this because I like one time searched for, you know, cellulite or whatever, or is it something else? And then I just started seeing them everywhere.
And the idea
and
is
the compression
that
they
compress your body part so that the blood has higher pressure and then moves through faster. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's supposed to improve blood flow. And I by compressing it so that it stays kind of like in the veins. It stays like where it's supposed to instead of
pool.
instead of and fluid in your muscles, instead of it migrating out into your muscles, it actually kind of just keeps going where it's supposed to go.
Hmm.
I think it's supposed to help with circulation.
Yeah. I know it helps with circulation. I just never really thought about how.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And it would make sense that improving circulation could have positive. Right?
Oh, like, for sure. Yeah.
I've never heard of someone being diagnosed with over circulation. You've got too much blood circulation. It's always like, oh, you need to improve your circulation. So,
yeah. There's a whole here. There's a piece on Yahoo Life about how the socks work, which is compression socks improve blood flow by squeezing the legs and helping veins push the blood back to the heart.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So it's really, and then this helps prevent blood from pooling in the lower extremities.
Got it.
Then I could see how that would lead to spider veins because you might get burst, you know, burst veins from the pressure.
Right.
And then I guess, but yeah, now it's, so then people are, I believe I have mentioned on the show before that I think there's a big increase in interest in fitness this summer.
Yeah.
Kind of a roaring 20s thing. And so I guess I could imagine that while people are increasing their workout activity, they're also interested in the gear that helps you with that. And now there's this whole like set of leggings and stuff. But yeah, like compression stuff. Carly Kloss has been like promoting the socks, compression socks on planes.
Huh.
I don't know.
This is a great one. It also makes
it's
me
kind of a
this
fun
is one that like, makes me want to get with some.
Oh yeah. I'm loving the tights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's really like a, you know, workout will, you'll end up kind of swollen and then it makes your muscles hurt more.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the, when I used the socks for running, I loved them. For a long haul flight, I would definitely get compression socks. I don't think I would even hesitate.
And then,
in fact,
and
I
then
think I probably still have some.
On the long haul flight, it stops what?
It stops the swelling.
Oh, so swelling. If swelling's an issue. Got it.
Yeah. And so, you know, that thing where you just like get off the plane and like your feet, you can't fit your shoes back on.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you've never had that, but that happens.
Huh.
I don't know. Compression stuff.
Compression gear.
Compression gear. It's a slightly boring, but awesome thing.
You're going to like the way you feel and thank Molly later.
Your butt is going to look fantastic. Let's be real. We're all wearing the tights.
We finally get to the bottom of it, huh?
We're all wearing the tights because they hold in the belly and they lift up the behind. And that's why we're doing it. I mean, the Spanx ones are called Booty Boost.
Oh, well, this is why.
I mean, I've been pretending that it's about your health or whatever.
Sure. And it is. But...
Hama premium thick high waist tummy compression slimming leggings.
Yep. All right.
Boom.
When you said roaring 20s, I had the sudden thought that we are almost mid-decade.
Oh, God. What in the holy biscuits?
Right? Anyway, enough about that. Whoa. I'm getting ahead of, over my skis. That's my other one. Getting over my skis, getting ahead of our skis. Been hearing that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not new. If you're like, well, I remember my old Uncle Jake used to say that in the 1960s. Like, yeah, sure, I probably did. But I've just been noticing it a lot more lately.
Interesting. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Like work is back or, huh? I mean, I'm familiar with the phrase. I'm trying to figure out if I feel like I've heard it more or not. I do like it though.
I see it on the microblogs, which is what I call all those things that Twitter's used to be. I see like, now, I don't mean to get over my skis, but I think Joe Rogan's gonna win the election. I don't know, you know, crazy stuff. But but yeah, it's always like I'm getting a little ahead of the game, right? Is what I would have thought. But now there's skis. I don't know why. Who started saying this? And everybody's like, well, that's a cool thing. I'm gonna start saying it too. But yeah.
And who started saying it again recently?
Right. Because right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, like there's one, I like to search for the stuff and then hit news and there's like, you know, marketing dive. I'm sure by now most marketing leaders have heard the saying, don't get out over your skis. Or there's a thing about Prime Day from AOL. You don't want to get out over your skis and buy everything in sight. It must be making a return for some reason because it's like old, but if it's come back, somebody influential must have said it.
Somebody influential said it in some influential setting and then someone heard it and was like, ooh, that's a good one.
Because there's no reason that Mashable should be saying that in their article about Prime Day.
In the summer.
For whatever reason, in the summer. Unless for some reason it's returned. I want a machine that has like Thing Genesis. The Thing Genesis machine.
This is what we need large language models to do.
Yeah.
Trace back where this came from.
Exactly.
What ski loving executive said this because it's their phrase in what influential setting,
right? That now has made it totally back.
Or maybe it's just that we all want to feel cooler right now, so saying things about skis is nice.
Is skiing still cool though? It's like
no
get
I just
out over your snowboard
temperature-wise.
Oh, literally cooler. Yes. Got it. Yes,
we just want to hear about things that involve snow right now.
I did have a friend point out recently that it's no wonder there was a huge box office weekend because theaters are air conditioned.
Yeah.
I see you.
We were shocked when we saw Barbie last week that the theater was not that cool. Like it was fine, but we were like ready to be frozen and we were like, oh, we're comfortable.
I noticed that too, actually, in the theater. That, good, great. Honestly, because air conditioning shouldn't be that. First of all, it shouldn't be turned up that high, aka low, because it's bad for the climate and it's not necessary. So you can save a lot of energy by turning the air conditioning up like 6 degrees. You know,
I'm hoping that's what it was, and that was one of my theories: is that they're trying to save money, so they aren't putting it on full blast. Which could totally be it. I was also like, or it's just not working because it's so darn hot outside.
I mean, sadly, that could be too.
Little column B, probably.
Yeah. Welcome to the present. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the future, already in progress.
We now join the future, already in progress.
Yep. There's nothing. The segue I was about to say cannot be said. My second thing is something that I have just become aware of, although it seems like it's been around for maybe about a year, but it's starting to just become a little bit more common as a saying. And that saying is Black Air Force Energy.
Oh, okay. So this is like the X energy thing, but specifically for what? Black Air Force Ones, the sneaker?
It is related to Black Air Force Ones, the sneaker.
Okay.
Yep. And then Black Air Force Energy refers to someone who is basically a menace, a shady character, somebody who doesn't care about anything, like basically who's a bad guy. Somebody might be like committing a robbery in Black Air Force Ones, Like, there's just kind of this stereotype that if you wear black or Air Force Ones, you're crazy.
It's like the black hat of sneakers.
Of sneakers, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And there was even like, they gave all the Pittsburgh Steelers last year. They all got black Air Force Ones from their coach so that they would just have black Air Force One energy as a football team.
Like, yeah. So you would intimidate the other team. Like, yeah, oh my gosh, it's a team full of crazy people with their black Air Force energy. Yeah.
Just bring that energy that says like, I don't care about nothing. Like that.
Look at my shoes.
Stereotype. Yep. Exactly. And now it's just creeping out, and I'm just starting to see it. And whenever I hear
that's
it
a good one.
Me laugh so much. And I love it too, because it's got it incorporates the fact that shoes are back. The Air Force, the Nike Air Force shoes are totally back.
Yeah.
And then the idea that there's like a related, now a whole subculture around black Air Force.
That's an excellent find.
I saw like it just popped up on a Instagram reel or a TikTok or something. And it was like, you know, when you don't have that black Air Force energy. And I was like, teenager, help me. And he explained.
Well, you know about big energy, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not BDE. Yeah. It's BAF.
Very good. Very good. Yep.
Fun one. Fun.
Good stuff. But some of the best stuff comes from y'all. So let's get to the emails. feedback@itsthing.me. Davey wrote in with a possible thing. You ready for a possible thing? Ready to put your thing evaluator cap on, Molly?
Let's go.
Polyamory, non-monogamy.
My friend, where have you been?
Now, Davey writes, I'm often the victim of my own confirmation bias. We were just talking about the whole algorithm thing. So Davey's aware. And having identified as polyamorous since the mid-90s, I may be doing it again. But the proliferation of dating apps and Facebook groups for ENM folks, along with several podcasts and articles popping up around the subject, made me wonder. Recently, there's even been a little movement toward legal protections for poly folks as a protected class, as polyamory has started to be claimed as an identity and as adjacent to queer pride rather than as a slightly shameful and closeted quote-unquote lifestyle. And then he linked to an article from Vanity Fair. I'll throw in here, in support of Davey, Outlander last season introduced a polyamorous trio.
Interesting. A thruple.
A thruple, yeah.
Yeah.
The TV show Outlander, if people don't know.
Yeah, this is interesting because this has been a thing in the Bay Area for freaking ever. But I hear you because I do think it's become a lot more widespread. And this is absolutely, I mean, this Vanity Fair article is from a week ago. And it's all about polyamory and its burgeoning civil rights battle, like the stuff that he was mentioning, that it's become a question of discrimination, potentially. It's estimated that 4-5% of the U.S. population practices non-monogamy, at least 13 million Americans. Huh. Fascinating. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, I have, you know, I've seen it on the dating app for years, but it is more shorthanded now to ENM, which again also suggests more proliferation.
It does seem logical as more things move into the mainstream that other things that were farther from the mainstream can now get more attention and discussion.
Right. When this is, you know, I mean, in some version of this has been around forever. I'm trying to think of who it was. It was the guy who created Wonder Woman was in a polyamorous relationship for years. Like it was a thruple.
Nice.
Yeah. Interesting. And yes, I'm going to just go ahead and say yes.
Yeah, I think so, Davey. I think you're right.
Without
I don't think
question.
It's just your own, you know, point of view.
No, yeah. Definitely a thing. Definitely a thing. Curtis has a thing crossover. Hi, Tom, Molly, and Rich. Remember when you brought up Big Red Boots as a thing earlier in the year? Well, the company Mischief that makes them decided to do a crossover with Crocs. And now they're making a big, humongous yellow boot with holes in it. It's basically a cheese head. But for your feet, and they're definitely going viral on TikTok these days. Oh, my goodness. That company knows what they're doing.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It really is Paris Hilton in a yellow bodysuit and these boots.
Oh, look at Paris Hilton, though.
I know. Look at her. Right on, lady.
Yeah.
She is killing it.
The way she purported to have lived, I wouldn't have thought she would look so well taken care of at this age.
Right? She looks unbelievable. Slamming.
Mm-hmm.
Go Paris. Well done.
Yeah. Good
and
stuff.
And well done, Mischief.
And well done, yellow boot with holes.
Talking about you again.
Hella has a new bit of phraseology. Hi, Molly, Tom, and Rich. Following the not me discussion in the latest episode, I started noticing that I'm seeing not on my bingo card everywhere. Without having done the research, it is my impression that it started being widely used for big events around 2020. A pandemic was not on my 2020 bingo card and now has spread to being used about anything unexpected or unplanned. Thanks for keeping me updated on things. I enjoy your company every week. After reading this email and then seeing someone on one of the microblogs say not on my bingo card again, I posted, where's everyone getting all these bingo cards? To which Ellie responded, you saw my email, didn't you? I'm like, oh, yes. Yes, I did.
But it's true.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because when you put that together with getting out over my skis, like I'm wondering what's up with these basically 90s phrases.
Yeah. Is it that? Is it that? Maybe you hit it. Maybe it's like the 90s nostalgia, watching old episodes of Friends, watching Seinfeld. Maybe it's that.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I'll take any explanation at this point, but it's totally true. The bingo card thing is everywhere. And like, who's still playing bingo?
Yeah. No. Well, I'm sure somebody is, but I mean, not that many people. Bingo. Not as many people as are saying this phrase.
Yeah. It is everywhere. That's where people get these bingo cards. It's funny. That's funny. Larry in Columbus wrote in with two things. It says, it's a thingers. Funny. I know you talked about grayge a few weeks back, but I don't think you specifically mentioned it as a color for cars.
Oh,
no, we did. I have seen a ton of Porsches and Kias in grayge. Note, Kia's color game is on point. They were the first cars that I noticed in that battleship gray color that everyone started having in 21-22. Here is a thing check for Molly, or more specifically Molly's son. Are Onitska Tiger Mexico 66 shoes a thing? I keep hearing about them, but don't recall seeing them in the wild. I've tried to order them on a few occasions to replace my well-worn Sambas, but no one seems to be able to keep them in stock. They look like the antithesis to Hokas, so they've got that going for them, if nothing else.
I know. I'm like trying to copy that. Okay. I've seen these.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And they look like, so for the, you will recognize them exactly like we did. Asics makes them and they look a lot like Sambas.
Yeah.
But they've got more of a, like almost like a hatch, cross hatch swoosh design.
Yeah.
And the way that I'm describing them is not helping you at all. But
once you just do a search, once you see them on DuckDuckGo, you will.
And you should know that the wire cutter is like, oh, yeah, we've loved. Here's the headline from July 5th, 2023. We've loved this summer's hottest sneaker for years. Here's why.
I know they're a thing because in my search, being localized to Los Angeles, I was given Onitsuka Tiger Rodeo Drive store.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like, you were.
A Rodeo Drive store entirely devoted to Onitsuka Tiger. So
also, they sell them at Urban Outfitters. That's the other way.
You know. Wow. Yeah. There you go.
I love these. I want some of these.
They're cool looking.
These are so cute.
Oh, my gosh. So many good emails. Thank you, Larry.
So many. And totally sold out, by the way.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Larry was saying. So there you go. Bears that part out, too. Jennifer on cottage cheese. I love cottage cheese. I've seen all sorts of recipes online blending it to make smoothies, ice cream, pizza taco bowls, and a variety of savory and sweet dips. While protein for bodybuilding is common, I also believe there's an uptick on the focus of protein goals because of the popularity of semaglutide use, like Ozempic or Wegovy, for weight loss. Because those using the medication are typically eating less, it's recommended to focus on eating protein-rich foods to prevent muscle loss while losing weight.
There it is. There it is. That makes perfect sense.
Jennifer, well done. Well written.
Well done and well written. And this makes it, now I just want to have like peaches and cottage cheese for dinner because, by the way, girl dinner.
Is that girl dinner? I was about to say, yeah.
It's so totally girl dinner, my favorite thing. And I just, that keeps getting bigger. Joe Hood finally reports in from college. Hello, thingamajigs. As our son gets ready for junior year of high school, mine too. We have been touring college campuses. In those tours, I've noticed two very interesting college things. Adirondack chairs, specifically composite plastic Adirondack chairs. Every single campus we visited, along with all six campuses I walked randomly through in Boston one weekend, had Adirondack chairs out in the public spaces. It felt really random to me until I read an article explaining they started arriving in 2021 to give students places to socialize outside in the tail end of COVID concern. Another, and definitely cuter, college thing I observed was the number of colleges who bragged about their on-campus comfort or therapy dogs, animals that are either situated in the wellness center or walked around campus to give students opportunities to give pets and scratches. Huh. About two-thirds of the schools we toured mentioned the official therapy dogs. So not as universal as the Adirondack chairs, but definitely a notable trend.
I was going to say the Adirondack chairs specifically, I've also noticed in malls, and I think it's probably the same thing. Like they found some cheap weatherproof big old chairs that would suit anybody and put them out for people to hang out in and then kept them. So that all tracks. I'm with that. No idea about the therapy dogs. I've seen those in the airports. We talked about that before. So I guess it shouldn't surprise me that it's a college campus thing too. And I love it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was just at a conference, actually, where one of the conference organizers was talking about how there had been really a lot of, with the speakers, really a lot more support animals and even in some cases support people, not like PR people, but like when you have a racehorse who has like a calm quarter horse that's their friend that keeps them chill, like that kind of support person.
Huh.
I know. Very interesting. I mean, I think that like the general kind of mental health awareness slash crisis is really changing a lot of things.
Yeah. And it's going to cause some missteps along the way as people try things that they never thought they were allowed to try. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm anticipating the person who's like, wow, who needs that? I'm like, I don't know. But maybe somebody does. And
somebody does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
look, it's an emotional support ostrich, and that's just the deal.
Yeah.
Deal with it. And if I saw that on a plane, I would be freaking stoked.
An ostrich on a plane?
There was a whole thing about the different animals that people bring on planes as emotional support. I think one might have been an ostrich. And if that's the case, I wish I was on that plane. That'd be incredible. Oh, I'm sorry. It was peacocks. They had a crackdown on peacocks.
Peacocks may be a little easier to deal with than an ostrich. Ostriches are kind of big.
They're like not nice.
Peacocks are not nice either. Yeah.
Peacocks are not nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, emotional support. It's a thing.
Our shout outs are our ways of thanking our supporters at the highest level at patreon.com/itsathing for the extra support they give us. And because of that, our producer, Rich, makes them bespoke every week from an unexpected source. Were you expecting, raise your hand in the Discord listening right now, if you were expecting the shout outs this week to be based on the user guide for the iRiver Spin MP4 player.
Who got it right? Who got it right?
Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone? We're sending you a gold goblet. No.
Yeah, like, I'll buy that maybe one of you wildly guessed iRiver MP3 player, but iRiver Spin MP4 player?
Not bad. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Here we go. The cover. From the cover. The everlasting feelings delivered from the experience of Lara Abel's warm analog sensibility will never be forgotten. Joe Hood, made by the eyes of Valor Trucks and the precision of AJ Venturella. It will be the special insight for Mike Akins, who advocate and support for new Eric Duncans.
Page 36. What is Kevin Sill? Jake Woods is a brand new customizable personal Lee Price that allows Gabrielle Cohen to download and enjoy favorite Benjamin Forrests without waiting for Louis St. Amour's schedule. James C. Smith provides portable Morris Jones users with various kinds of files, including news, dramas, and other Andrew Bradley content. 36.
Page 36. We go deep for you patrons.
There were 36 pages in the user guide for the iRiver spin.
Also, there were 36 pages of slightly poorly translated directions. And that's the best part.
36.
That's playing right. Podcast file. What is podcast?
What this, is podcast?
Way, also from page 36. What is podcast? Podcast is a brand new customizable personal media that allows users to download and enjoy favorite programs without waiting for broadcasting schedule. That's where it came from. It was about what is podcast. That's how clever Rich is. That's how multi-layered his shout outs are.
For more information, please visit podcastready.com. Okay.
Podcast provides portable media player users with various kinds of audio and video files. I mean, it's like beach. What if you need to beach? Oh, it's so good. Playing podcast file, recovering podcast.
If so ChatGPT had existed, I'd be suspicious.
I know. Oh, it's beautiful.
So good.
So good. Thank you. Good. Thank you to producer Rich, as always, and especially, seriously, thank you to those of you who support the show at the shout-out level or any level, because you keep us on the air every single week. We are podcast because of you. Patreon.com/it's a thing is where you can support the podcast.
You can also support show by buying things through our affiliate links. Look for them in show notes or over at shopping page at itsathing.me/shop. You can also email us things to feedback@itsathing.me.
See you the next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.